Good afternoon, I'm Khaki Walton. Checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Orpheum Theater. Okay, recognize that theme music? If you were a kid growing up in the Mid-South from 1962 to 1972, you heard that music at some point, especially if you were a fan of scary movies. You still can't place it? Okay, here's one more hint.
Good evening. I am Savard, your monster of ceremonies for fantastic features. Please try to pay attention while we present for your enjoyment and edification another lively one from our monumental morgue of monstrous motion pictures.
That's right, that's Savard, who hosted Fantastic Features on WHBQ Channel 13 for 10 years and became a horror movie icon in this area. In fact, today is the first day of Savards of March, a four-day tribute through art, film, music, and word to the man who created Savard, his alter ego, Watson Davis. The Brooks Museum of Art is the main venue for Savards of March, which was created by my guest this afternoon, film critic John Bifus and filmmaker Mike McCarthy. Welcome, guys. Thanks for being here.
Nice to be here, Khaki.
Well, for people who either weren't alive then or didn't grow up in Memphis, tell everybody who Savard is. They might not know about this phenomenon, and that's what he was.
It only takes one generation of hipsters to lose the memory of something, and a lot of people don't know who Savard is.
He was a Malco executive, advertising executive, and he was already pretty well known, even nationally, in the movie theater industry for the ballyhoo that he would create. He actually,
you know what ballyhoo is?
It's probably like putting the buzzers in the seats and doing all that kind of stuff to get people's attention, or just good ad campaigns.
Fanciful promotion. Spook shows, they would call them ghoularamas. And he was already dressing up as a vampire character and getting Malco ushers and other people to dress as the Frankenstein's monster and a werewolf and things to promote some of these horror movies that Malco would book. Now with all the San Diego Comic-Con and monster movies are huge business and everything, but back then it was more unusual for just a working man to sort of think it would be fun to dress as a vampire or a monster and promote these movies. And he loved doing it. He was a real ham. And then when Lance Russell, who was program director at Channel 13, WHBQ-TV at the time, horror movie packages were starting to become popular in syndication around the country. You had Vampira out in Los Angeles, who was the first of the TV horror hosts. And almost every city at that time had a horror host of some kind. Chicago had Sven Gulli, and New Orleans had Morgus the Magnificent and some of these folks. And Channel 13 decided to have their own program, which they would call Fantastic Features. And because Watson Davis was known for doing this ballyhoo, they asked him to be the host, and so he became the host. He reversed the letters of his surname to create the name Savard, and then he was the monster of ceremonies for 10 years on WHBQ-TV.
The monster of ceremonies. Well, I remember watching that when I was growing up, and I don't know how many years it took before I could not hide behind my hands at the beginning, because I was always peeking through my fingers, because the beginning segment that they filmed scared me to death.
In Overton Park.
In Overton Park.
Yeah. I just like the idea of grown men dressing up like monsters. To me, that's appealing.
Well, speaking of appeal, I mean, he had a far-reaching appeal. Every segment of this society loved the guy.
And we have created this 92-page souvenir book, which is available during the four-day course of the Savards of March. And as we were doing the book, more and more details and esoterica started coming forth, especially about his popularity. And really the fact that he's I think, the only horror host in the country who had this dual legacy between working at Malco Cinema at the Orpheum at the time, which was Malco, and also working for Lance Russell at WHBQ 13, Channel 13. And I just think that's pretty cool, you know, all by itself.
Well, that's something I didn't really realize. I mean, I didn't know he was a big executive until mm-hmm. I started reading about this. I just knew that he made personal appearances all over the place. I went to one in Clarksdale, Mississippi when I was growing up, got his autograph.
Kidding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was excited.
Do you still have it?
I need to look and see. That would be great to still have that. But, I mean, it was a packed theater everywhere he went. And I read in the material that you sent that he made an appearance that drew over 30,000 kids.
At the Mid-South Fair. And my point about the book is that these people like Lance Russell and Bob Honor, they started coming forth really towards our deadline for the book and wanted to give us all this information about the wonderful event at the Mid-South Fair in June of 63, I believe,
yes.
where 30,000 plus people, kids and adults were there. They had to turn people away. They turned thousands of people away from the fairgrounds. Because Savad was so popular.
And people came from all over the Mid-South, as you say, to that. They according to the people who organized the event, they had people coming from Mississippi, from Arkansas, from all over, because in that era, local television was it. And if you were in the Channel 13 broadcast area, then you knew who Savad was. You probably loved him. And, of course, as the pictures from that event show, he really did totally transcend race and class and cultural barriers. I mean, everybody loved Savad, whatever neighborhood you were from. So that's one of the reasons we wanted to do this event, was to sort of pay tribute to this guy who was really beloved by the entire Memphis community.
He absolutely was. So that gave you the idea. He passed away how many years ago?
5 years ago this March, which is why we're having the tribute this week.
Well, I read your obituary, and I remember reading it when he actually passed away, and you made mention of is it too outrageous to include him in the list of Memphis entertainers like Elvis and like B.B. King and like Sputnik Monroe?
Yeah, I think Sputnik Monroe is a good analogy, too, because I think wrestling was another thing that sort of transcended race and class at the time. But I was trying to make the point in that article that obviously Elvis and Savad are not equal on the entertainment field. But they're both just such Memphis characters, and they just came out of the city like so many other unique artists, like the late Alex Chilton, and it's just such a great thing. But Savad, because Fantastic Features, one of the things that we were shocked, we sort of knew this was the case, but we were shocked to discover as we were researching Savad, and people know this who've dealt with talent party tapes and things, they didn't save any of this stuff. I mean, Elvis records will live forever, but the old Channel 13 talent party tapes, most of the wrestling stuff, and the Fantastic Features tape, they just reused the same tapes over and over. They had a tape that was dedicated to Fantastic Features. So every week, Savad and his directors and his cameramen, many of whom will be at the Savads of March tonight and this week, they would come in and they would just reuse the same tape. So nothing was saved.
John, just like K&O.
Possibly.
Well, I'm saving this for sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. We're putting this on tape. But no, maybe it happens, because on a day-to-day basis, you do something live and you don't think about recording it until later and you mm-hmm. want to kick yourself. So, you know, so we'll make sure this is preserved for posterity.
Thank you.
No problem. It's the least I can do. So everything does start tonight at 6 o'clock with the Brooks. You want to do a rundown of events for us?
Oh, goodness, yes. Well, we've got people coming in from all over the place. John, you want to talk about Brooks tonight?
Tonight from 6 to 8, we're having what we're calling the Monster Martini meet and greet. We'll have Savad family members there. We'll have, like we said, a lot of his colleagues, folks who worked at Channel 13 with
Relics
him.
That's
really something that is really cool. The family members will be bringing Savad's top hat. Savad's, I presume, his Monsters of Ceremony sash, his possibly some of his musical instruments like
his
the coffinola. Yeah, the gulophone and the skeleton. And so that should be pretty fun. And so that'll just be a place that fans will just be gathering. And then we'll have some Savad awards.
And I want to say in this day and age of like over-documenting things and too much, you know, information, there are no photographs of the skeleton or the coulophone.
Oh, no.
But they will be under glass cases at the Brooks Museum for all to see and for us to get this memory. So that's really cool. And we're also going to give away some awards to some very important and key people in Memphis cinema and television history. Jim Shackelford, who was the Channel 13 photographer, will be there, and we want to honor him, as well as Dick Lightman, whose father founded Malco, Elton Holland, who just retired from Malco last week or 2 weeks ago, an incredible man who was part of the Ballyhoos with Watson and dressed as Quasimodo throughout the 50s and 60s to scare kids in Memphis. Count Basil from Channel 6 and Jackson Television, who is a living horror host and a good friend of ours, and he'll be there. And God, what else at Brooks? That's just at Thursday night for $8, and you get the 92-page program, a page for every year Watson lived, for free with your $8 admission. But I would say get there early because there's a limit to how many seats the theater can
hold. We're showing the movie Night of the Demon at 8 p.m. also, which is – now, Savad was mostly known for playing what people would call B-movies or movies that had camp value, like I Was a Teenage Werewolf, which we're showing on Saturday. Uh-huh. And on Sunday, we're having a double feature of what I'm calling the two of the most hilariously ridiculous but entertaining monsters in movie history. The Giant Claw, which is basically about a giant turkey from outer space, literally a turkey. And then From Hell It Came, which is about a walking killer tree stump. But we're showing those on Sunday. But tonight, Thursday night, for the opening night, we're showing Night of the Demon, which is in fact a horror masterpiece from 1958. It's actually an excellent movie. But the Brooks Auditorium holds about 220-something seats.
40. Right.
So everyone who comes, it'll be sort of first come, first serve, but we hope people will show up anyway, because for the $8 you will get this booklet, which is really a cool thing, and it'll be worthwhile anyway. And then
you'll have an eyeball floating in your martini.
Well, now, there's nothing better than that. Now, yeah. Well, Boris Karloff's daughter actually contributed to the book, right?
She wrote our intro. She wrote a little intro piece. I mean, she didn't know Watson Davis or Savad and had never seen the show, of course, but she appreciated the role that Savad as a horror host played in introducing her father's work to, you know, a whole new generation of people from 62 to 72, which was the run of Fantastic Features. Mm. So there is that. I also wanted to talk about tomorrow night, mm-hmm. Friday night, at the Adam B. Shaw Studio over on Broad Street, 2547 Broad. We're having an art show, and it's free, and it's called Love and Curses. And I think we're going to have some pieces from Jerry Lawler in there. He's a huge Savad fan. And just a lot of great local artists doing Savad pieces. And then should we talk about Saturday night?
Oh, absolutely. Let's talk about Saturday.
Saturday night is a big thing. It's a big rock and roll event. The Raining Sound, they're going to play Nocturnal, the former Antenna Club. We've advertised this as an all-ages show. And what I mean by that is that a lot of people now in their 50s and 60s have kids, but these older folks remember Savad and their kids don't. So we don't want to exclude those kids. So we put all ages on the poster, meaning that parents should feel free to bring their kids or grandkids out to the show and see The Raining Sound at Nocturnal. And my band, the Nihilistics, is going to open. And if everything goes well, Count Basil will produce Greg Cartwright of The Raining Sound with a Savad Award. Best use of Savad in a rock and roll category, because Greg's new record, The Raining Sound's new record, is called Love and Curses, and that was Savad's motto, on-air motto.
Yeah, and The Raining Sound, as you know, Khaki, just cannot be beat for great rock and roll right now, so everyone should definitely come out Saturday night
And if anyone's concerned about missing Jacko and the Tearjerkers at the High Tone a little later, we're going to pretty much do our show, and people will have time to go over to the High Tone and see Jack play too. If you want everything to happen in one night,
to have the full experience,
it's all possible. We're going to start at 10 p.m. sharp at the Nocturnal Club on Saturday.
Well, Greg Cartwright deserves that award, because I read that he kept a picture of Savad in his guitar case. He's had that in his guitar case all these years. Before every gig, he looks at it and gets a little tickled. And when he's not in Memphis, it reminds him of home. So that's nice.
You think he'd keep a picture of his girlfriend or something? There, but instead, it's a man who dresses
Savad
like a monster.
Savad is forever. Yeah. Girls come and go.
Savad is forever. So can people become honorary members, official members of the Savad Squad this weekend?
We don't really have a way to do that, but we hope that they'll come and show their support and their love for Savad.
Khaki, are you trying to?
I was fishing.
Okay. Well, okay. I think we can
hope
make
you'll be there.
We can make Khaki a member of the Savad Squad.
We'll get Count Basil to wave his cape over you and declare you a member.
Since you dressed as a monster when you were a little girl.
Well, you know, there were occasions that called for that kind of thing in Clarksdale. We always were looking for a different way to have fun. Yeah, exactly.
What's your favorite monster, Khaki?
What's my favorite monster? Oh, that's hard because there are so many.
Mine's the Frankenstein monster.
Frankenstein monster's good. And also like Elsa Manchester when she was the bride of Frankenstein with the big streak up the side of her big hair, sort of like the Marge Simpson do. And,
would you dress like that?
I would love to dress like that.
Well, if you dress like that, then I think we could get even more people to come out to the show.
Yeah, will you dress like that tonight?
Okay, I'll give it a shot. Let me check my calendar. But I am going to make it for some of these events, and there is a lot going on. And you can find out all about this at savadsofmarch.com. And there's also a guide to all of the films at brooksmuseum.org, too. You can get your tickets at the Brooks Museum website, where you can call to get your tickets at 544-6208. And if you're just showing up for the film, $5 general admission. But for $8, they're going to get the commemorative souvenir books. So you don't want to miss that, because that's a little keepsake to have forever.
We have posters, and also Jerry Lawler designed a Savad T-shirt that's also going to be on sale. He drew it himself.
Excellent.
So we're going to have that. I'm telling you, Lawler's all over this. So you're going to stick your finger in a light socket and come as Elsa Lanchester.
I don't think it's going to take sticking my finger in a light socket to make that happen, but we'll make it work.
Okay.
All right. Savads of March, it's a 4-day tribute through art, film, music, and words to the late Watson Davis, who as Savad hosted fantastic features from 1962 to 1972 on Channel 13 and scared me to death for 10 years. And I'm glad you guys got together to do this. Filmmaker Mike McCarthy and film critic John Bifus, the creators of Savads of March, and they're my guests this afternoon. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Khaki.
Checking on the Arts made possible by the Orpheum Theater, presenting the revival of the Rodgers and Hammerstein classic South Pacific on stage now through March 28th. For information and tickets, 525-3000 or online at orpheum-memphis.com.